This is KCUR 89.3, NPR in Kansas City. Kansas City still doesn't have a street named after the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. It was a year ago that the city council decided to rename Paseo Boulevard after the iconic civil rights leader. The move kicked off a year-long controversy, resulting in a citywide referendum reversing that decision. So as Kansas City went back to the drawing board, KCUR's Michelle Tyrene Johnson set out on a quest to see how three different cities around the world have commemorated King with street names. Her first visit was to Dakar, the capital of Senegal in West Africa.
I'm a Black Midwesterner on my first trip to Africa, and I'm looking out at the most beautiful view of the Atlantic Ocean I've ever seen. The water is clear and sparkling with what looks like an endless sunny horizon. I've seen the ocean before, but there's something particularly moving about this view from this place. I picked Dakar for this journey because there weren't many African countries that had named a street after Martin Luther King Jr. And it seemed fitting that the westernmost tip of Africa, the closest point to America, would have one on its shoreline. There's just one thing. Most people in Dakar don't even know there's a street named after King. Even the taxi drivers. Most people here just use the old name of the street, Corniche, which is French for a road running along a coast. The two languages most people in Dakar speak are ones that I do not, French and Wolof. So Falou Touré is my cultural and linguistic lifeline during my visit. And even he's surprised to find out the official name of the street.
I was really so surprised at seeing that in Senegal that we got some street names after Martin Luther King.
Dakar is a city of more than 1 million people, and it moves at its own unique rhythm. I walked through the dry 80-degree weather, frequently treading sand blown in from the faraway Sahara Desert. In this mostly Muslim country, everyone knows who the Christian minister from Atlanta, Georgia was. Basarou Seck hand carves and paints wonderful wooden statues, which he sells in a cross between a storefront and an open stall. He doesn't know the place where he has set up shop is on King Boulevard, but he's happy to know now.
Martin Luther King, he's so influential to them because he showed them the way to be more courage, to trust in themselves and to be proud of, like, to be Black.
Falou and I also talked with Mom Dial Sene, who runs what we in America would consider a pop-up art gallery on the same street.
Among the things that she knows about Martin Luther King, and she's really grateful to him for what he done for the Black African person.
Most of the people I'm talking to in Dakar mention how inspiring they found King's stand against discrimination, particularly discrimination against Black people. I visit Martin Luther King Middle School. It's an all-girls middle school with a good reputation for educational excellence. It's always hot here in Dakar, so the classrooms are big rooms with large windows facing each other with courtyards in between. Most of the girls are fascinated to meet a Black female American journalist, but are shy about talking to one. They know what they admire about King.
His determination and his courage.
Yasu Indie is a teacher here. He says King holds an important place in the African diaspora. He helped humanize Black people to others.
We see another facet, another side of what a Black or an African could be. Because with his non-violent demonstrations, we see that the Black isn't violent. He can even suffer.
Across town at another school in Dakar, I met Beidi Bokoum, a teacher who organizes a Martin Luther King Day for his students each year.
When I was a kid at college, I read so many books about him, how he led the civil rights movement, and how he impacted by his nonviolent strategy of doing demonstrations. So I told my kids here that just get some values from him.
King had visited Ghana and Nigeria as several African countries were gaining independence from their colonizers. Senegal obtained its independence from the French 8 years to the day before King's assassination on April 4th, 1968. For some perspective on the many leaders that the people in Dakar revere, Falou takes me to the Park of Remembrance. It's an outdoor plaza right off the ocean with posters of African leaders like Nelson Mandela and Senegal's first president, Leopold Sédar Senghor. It's here that I come across the first American voice I have heard in several days, Robert Lee, who is Black and coincidentally from King's hometown in Atlanta.
It's just incredible that he's reached us so far in so many places that you think you never would have gone and know his name has reached there. And that's the incredible thing about King and what his legacy is and what his legacy is for us.
He's delightfully surprised to see the poster of King and a few other Black Americans such as Marcus Garvey, Malcolm X, Muhammad Ali, and President Barack Obama. While in Senegal, I have to visit Gori Island. It's famous for having the Door of No Return, the haunting view of the ocean that would have been the last site of home for enslaved Africans. On the ferry ride from the mainland, I'm finding it a little jarring that people laugh and play musical instruments. On the island, I meet Ilwa Kole, the chief curator of the House of Slaves. It's exactly what it sounds like. It was a compound for slaves before they were shipped off as chattel. And now, it's a tourist destination. Coley speaks of the impact of Martin Luther King's life and his death on Senegal and the rest of Africa.
That make Africans to make decision and to go deeper, to stand for, to fight against the violation of human rights.
Even separated by thousands of miles, Coley says that the life and work of Black people in the U.S. are not unconnected to the lives of the people of Dakar.
The obligation is for us to link the two parts of our common story in order to rewrite our common history. That is a part of the history of human being.
In the land that many Black Americans think of as the motherland, it's very clear to me that in Senegal, regardless of any street naming, Martin Luther King is as much a part of their history as any African-born leader. He's considered by many a favorite son. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Michelle Tyreen Johnson.
Tomorrow on KCUR's Morning Edition, our series on Martin Luther King streets around the world continues in Amsterdam. This series was supported by the Pulitzer Center.